Hi, this is Tyler.
And I'm Tasia.
Jason.
And you are listening to The Solar Coaster.
Hit it. What's up, everybody? We are back with another episode of the DC Solar Coaster, but we're going to be doing things a little bit different. We have some special... Okay, it's freaking 6 o'clock in the morning. We've been up since four. This is like the earliest podcast I've ever recorded, period.
Set of records.
I'm not even like fully here.
I slept in for this.
We have the F3 crew coming in to chat.
Yes, we do.
A little bit. So it's a little bit of a special.
A lot of special. A little bit of chicken fried.
So, Jason, what is F3?
First of all, F3, my name's Natty. We're no longer Jason
Gosh,
today.
So let's just start. Rewind.
So why don't we do a quick introduction of who's here, right? I got Happy Meal to my right.
Hey there.
I got Make It So Picard to my other right. I got Good two morning. Rights today.
You got two rights.
And Impossible to my left.
That is me.
That's right.
So yeah, F3, it stands for Fitness, Fellowship, and Faith. It's an organization that I belong to. It's free of charge. It's open to all men. And it's held outdoors, rain or shine, hot or cold, daily in Lincoln, California. But not only Lincoln, but all over the world.
That is true. There's international.
We have how many workouts a week, Happy Meal?
Nine workouts a week.
10? Usually there's at least two per day in Lincoln itself, but all over Placer County, all over the world again.
Two per day, so there's one in the evening now?
No, we have an evening on Tuesdays. And then a lot of mornings, we have two separate ones in the morning.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
Twice on Sunday.
Dope.
Twice on Sunday.
Yep. Okay.
Awesome. That was kind of a joke, but it was real too at the same time.
Twice on Sunday. Need one of those.
So yeah, F3 is a major part of my life. So anybody that's listening to the DC Solar Podcast, I'm glad you're starting to hear about it now. But that's not why we're here in particular today. We're here to talk about an event that will be my first event. But why don't you guys tell us what this event is?
Yeah, I was going to say, and why is it so important? It must be a big one, though, if we're going to talk about it on the solar coaster. Everyone in my house is like, what? Because I didn't tell them. They're all like, what the hell is going on?
You didn't tell
what is dad doing?
No. Does he know it's 6 o'clock?
Yeah. Still got to get the kids out, and I'm on car duty.
Uh-oh. Yep.
Okay, so what is this event?
The event is what we call a CSAUP. Which is an acronym, CSAUP. It stands for completely stupid and utterly pointless.
So it's not a seesaw.
No.
Seesaw.
Which would be fun too, though. Yes.
That'd be pretty sick. Yeah.
The first time I heard that, I was like, why would anybody want to do that?
Yeah.
We got a CSAUP coming up. You should come out. It stands for completely stupid and utterly pointless. I'm like,
so
nope.
You're selling me real hard.
Yeah.
You're not in sales, are you? Yeah.
So what's the point of the event? What do you guys do?
So there's a component of the event that's, it sounds like a, you know, like a mud run or like, a, you know, like a 5K or, you know, it's that kind of a challenge of, you know, specialty kind of exercise event on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
But what the real purpose of it is to help accelerate what we do already at an F3 like daily basis.
Oh, okay.
That's finding shared suffering with other guys, building connection and figuring out that you can do a lot more or better than you think you can.
Right.
One of the big things for me is, you know, growing up as a kid, I always played sports. I always had camaraderie. I always had a band of brothers who I could stick by and I worked my butt off with and I shared suffering. And that's what builds bonds, right? And that's what helps you get through when you really need somebody. You know the person that you suffered through, whether it's the military, whether it's a fraternity, whether it's a football team. You build that bond by working your butt off together.
Yep.
And I think this is really what that event's about.
So how is that different, though, than getting up every morning when you guys do what you do? Because, I mean, you kind of do that anyways. So this is outside of that.
Yeah. Like every morning, you know, that's 45 minutes in the morning, 5:15 to 6 a.m. Families aren't up yet. And it's a great way to start your day. It's a great way to get to know the guys while you're out there. But that's a pretty limited scope.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, think about all those bonds like what you're talking about, Natty, over your childhood. You know, that's built over doing a whole bunch of stupid stuff together on the weekends and the evenings. Hey, I want to go play at my friend's house, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, F3 is all about building better men, building community through better men, healthier, mentally, you know, connected men with other guys. And
so important, especially right now, culturally and everything. Oh my gosh, what an uphill battle.
Yeah. You know, broadly right now, you know, guys get out of, you know, they start their adult life, they start their families, and it's more of the solo, we call it the Reacher in F3, like the Jack Reacher. Like, that's a myth, right? Guys, you know, conquering life solo isn't a thing. So, you know, one of the big things F3 focuses on is just building bonds between men, right? So what a CSOP does, it's like this ultra opportunity for guys to spend that time together doing something that's difficult, to have that experience together, because, you know, 6 months down the line, they're still going to look back and, hey, you remember when we did that? That was stupid. What were we doing? But they have that story to tell, right? They have that experience that they shared together.
Yeah.
So in the morning, yeah, it's cool. Like, okay, it's a great way to start your day. It's a great way to joke around with the guys and, you know, get in that headspace.
Get the day started.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sing a song.
About the hardest thing that you're going to do all day, you got done by 6 a.m., right? But a CSOP is saying, all right, let's get together. Let's have some fun. Let's do something difficult. Let's build memories. And that's really, you know, it's that adrenaline shot of what we call seconette, you know, fellowship.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is an event separate from the morning workouts. It's on October 21st. That's when it is.
Yep.
What time and where is it at?
So we're going to meet at Bierman's Plaza.
Okay.
That's in Lincoln, California.
That's in Lincoln, California.
95648.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of beer there.
Yes. And but the main event is going to be at Hidden Falls Park.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be working out a plan to get everyone shoveled out there.
Shuttled out there. And you guys are going to be doing the whole hike and everything? Or are you running it?
I think the big issue, if you've been there, which I assume you have, is parking. So we want everybody to meet at Bierman's Plaza. We're going to try to carpool as much as possible. We're asking people, if you're going to sign up now, make sure you get a parking pass now. Because like 2 weeks ago, we wanted to go for a hike there a day in advance and we couldn't get parking.
So it's pretty nuts.
I think that's the biggest reason why we want everybody to huddle at Bierman's.
So maybe that's a good opportunity too to hype the, look, if you are one of the first, I think we've got 10 parking permits locked down already. So the first 10 pairs to register for this, you know, we've got your parking covered. So
we got you.
Oh dang!
But if you're gonna wait until the last minute, try and get that parking permit.
Yeah,
yeah.
But what? So what does the day and the event consist of? Like start to finish? Is it just a leisurely hike? Are you guys bringing picnic baskets and just gonna be like, hey, we're gonna bond, dudes?
we're gonna have some guitars.
And totally.
Where's your bond, dude?
There's a flower in your hair.
Kumbaya is something we probably will hear that day.
Okay. Okay.
Brian Monsky, gonna show off my stocks and bonds.
So you know this event. Oh, did we drop the name yet?
No, we did not drop the name.
CSOP.
CSOP is what it is. A CSOP could be anything.
Is this breaking news?
Here it comes.
It is.
One, two, three. Breaking news!
There you go. So this event is the Gambit, is what it is. CSOPs come in all kinds of shapes and sizes. You know, it could be anything from a third-party managed, like, you know, Mud Run or a Spartan or a Go Ruck event.
Yeah.
Like, that's all stuff that... You know, you get 10 guys together to go do a Go Ruck event together, they're going to build bonds. That's a different form of a CSOP.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is something that the Terracotta region is putting on. So the guys within the region, namely here, you know, Natty, Picard, myself, and Peppy D.
We're missing Peppy D today. Hard at work.
He already had to
We miss you, Peppy D.
Yep. But we are the ones organizing this. So this is just us creating the opportunity, organizing it, designing it, all that. So... the Terracotta CSOP is the Gambit. So that's the theme that we're building it around. It'll be out there, like we said, at Hidden Falls. So what it actually looks like when you're out there, you aren't going to get all the details, right? Like that.
So this is the show up and play.
Show up and play.
The West Coast.
Yep.
Got it.
What we can tell you is...
But it consists of legs of a journey. Right, I would assume like a phase one, phase two, phase three.
Maybe.
Yeah, there are phases. I'll give you that.
Okay. All right.
There'll be a series of challenges.
Okay. Yeah. So your normal queue, right? You're going to have a queue there.
No.
Oh, no.
So Peppy D is the queue for the event.
Like, okay.
He's he's the one leading this group, the three of us.
Got it.
Giving us guidance, direction on what his vision is for the event and all that. But there, you know, actually executing it on site, it'll take a team effort. But what we can tell you is, you know, there's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. So, oh, my knee hurts. All I can do is walk. Great. Come on out.
Show up. You might win.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, dude, I'm familiar with Hidden Falls. That's a bunch of trails and I'm down to put in miles. Great. Come on out.
You might win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You might win.
Oh, I run marathons. You might win too.
You might win. There's good bike trails back there. Now, is DC going to have any battery backups for people that we can recharge our battery?
That's a good point because it's probably going to be dark when we start, huh?
It might be.
It's that time of year. I don't know.
You can go out there and put little stations out there.
Maybe. Maybe a little cooling station.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that there will be a winner at the end of the day. Yeah, it is. It's October.
It's going to be cold.
It might be wet.
Heating.
Cold, wet. Yep.
Yeah.
You might get dirty. You might get muddy. And if it's raining, you'll get both for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, there will be a winner. There's something for everyone. The more work you put in, arguably, the better chances that you have of winning. But you
tell me more.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me more.
But there's also a big
more.
Element of luck in this one.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
So is there a cap? I heard something about teams. Is this just like I show up individually or do I get a team together?
What we're asking folks to do is sign up in pairs.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
Yeah, get a teammate.
Okay.
And sign up. Register. You, I guess you don't need to register both individually. You know, you can just register and then name your teammate. That'll be in the registration form.
Yep.
When's the form come out?
Along with this. With this podcast.
Is that breaking news?
Breaking news.
1, 2, 3. Breaking news. I missed it. What did we break?
Registration will be opening.
Tyler's away.
Yeah, oh. The registration form will be done via Google Docs. And in that registration form, we'll ask for the pack's name, F3 name, and phone number for both packs registering. I would put in that. Go ahead.
Now. I was going to say our FNG is welcome. FNG stands for friendly new guy. So if you're listening to this podcast, you've never come out to an F3 event, are you welcome? You absolutely are.
You heard it. You've seen people walking around doing their workouts in the morning for wherever around town.
Come out.
They can come out and check this out.
Bring them out. Yep. Bring them out.
Yeah. And I like that too, because obviously I've been doing it and I love getting up early. I've just been lazy these past couple of months with everything going on.
Really?
But I like the fact that, thanks. Did you see my response? You're like, where's Impossible? I'm like, I'm right here. Silence and be like, I'm right here.
Yep.
But things like this can appeal to the dude who's like, I can't get up or I don't like to get up, but yet I want to go and do something on a weekend and I want to go and have that kind of a release too. I mean, the stress that we have to encounter every day, this is a good release to get over that.
And it's going to be a blast. It's a half day event, right? It's going to start early in the morning, but we'll be done around noonish. And there's going to be lunch provided. So when we're done, everybody's going to sit around, break bread, have a good time. Watch who gets the winner's going to get a huge trophy. Huge.
Can you say that again?
With a helmet.
C-H-O-O-O-G. Huge.
Well, and to go back to your point, though, I think credo for F3 is that we leave no man where we found him and we leave no man behind.
Mm-hmm.
So like all are welcome. It's come as you are.
Yeah.
You know, our workouts are that way and the CSOP is the same.
Right.
So we don't want there to be a barrier to entry. It's something that we want any guy possible to come out and do this with us.
All right.
Come.
Right. Please. That's awesome. That's awesome. Cool. Who's providing lunch?
We are.
Do you need a smoker?
Terracotta.
Ooh.
No, that was a big thing. We wanted to do something like that.
Unless you want to smoke in advance, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. We might bring out smoked meat now. But
did you just say smoked meat on the air?
I did. Nope. You noticed I snuck that in?
Yeah.
Impossible's here. Once again, talking about smoked meat.
Kind of good at that.
Falls doesn't allow any cooking on site.
Oh, that's right. They're hardcore about
they're hardcore.
Yeah. I was just like, roll out a smoker.
Since we just talked about smoked meat, do you want to do a plug for your Rib Fest this weekend?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I mean, I would love to. It's quite crazy. Well, no, we can talk about that later.
Just bring it up. I mean, we're already here.
September 16th, 3:00, come out to
you never asked.
12 Bridges Park, because we are having the largest KCBS sanctioned event in Northern California, according to Team Size, going to be right out here.
Will you say that one more time? Because I don't think we just heard that.
Yeah. Did you just hear it? The largest, the biggest.
And in chargest.
Yeah. So come on out. There's going to be 26 teams, possibly 27.
Wow.
Three bands, two bands and a DJ. And it's going to be awesome. Yeah. $25 pre-sale tickets now, 30 day of, but that's going to give you 10 tickets, which is basically a rack of ribs plus all the sides. I mean, you're going to be full.
I bought my tickets last night.
Yes, I know. Yep. Thank you.
We were there last year. It was freaking killer.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. It's going to be another good one.
I forgot to mention again, we got invited to have an F3 booth there if we want to have an F3 booth there. So
let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll show you the schematic.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyways, okay, go back to CSOP. All right. So October 21st, register. It's going to be, and as soon as, hopefully you'll have the landing page or the form so we can drop it in the comments here. Mm-hmm. You'll be getting it out for people that want to register, all that other good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And join up. What time does it start?
So we're going to set the meeting time at Beerman's Plaza at 6 a.m.
Okay. And then probably shuttle over by 7, get the party started.
If you're on time, you're late.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. It's really important that we get the the party started at the park. So we need to meet at 6 and we'll get over there and get started as quick as we can.
Got it. Okay. Dope. All right.
Sounds like Deion Sanders over there. If you're on time, you're late.
I believe. Yeah. It was crazy. That was a crazy game. Okay. Well, that's it, you guys. That's awesome. Super excited. The 21st, I need to go and mark my calendar so I can do this one.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. I need to go get the dudes together and be like, all right. What is the 21st? Is that a weekend?
Saturday.
That's a Saturday. Saturday morning. Dude, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Saturday
before the Halloween craziness.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
I know a thing or two about that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for being on the DC Solar Coaster. Jason, sign us off.
Bye.
There you have it, folks.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.